Neve Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neve's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk. Neve Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
Welcome to The Parents Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. I'm Lydia El-Khoury.
And I'm Shirley Heyman.
Now, on The Parents Show this week, we're talking to a local mum of three and an entrepreneur, Tess McPherson, about a company that she sent, which is called founded, which is called PTA Social. If you haven't heard about it, stay tuned. It's really exciting. It's an application that we can use by schools, school PTAs, to create a cohesive, harmonious and prosperous PTA, very importantly.
And I just so wish, Lydia, that we'd had this in the playground when I used to be a mum.
I know. It's such a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It gels everybody. It pulls everybody together. I mean, we'll get the information all about Tess in a few minutes, but it's a fabulous idea.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, Tess McPherson is in the studio with us now. Tess, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So, you're a mum of three and you're a bit of a whiz with IT, and you've set up this fantastic company, PTA Social. Now, tell us, if for those who don't know about it already, for those whose schools are foolishly not using it, tell us a little bit about it. Why did you set it up?
So firstly, what it is, it's a ready-made private social network for the parents and teachers in a school. It's got a built-in event planning tool that allows the PTA to list out the events and also any volunteering tasks so that people can browse at their leisure without pressure and see how they could get involved. So it increases transparency, gets parents connected with other parents without compromising their privacy or having to share email addresses or become Facebook friends necessarily, and allows them to see how they could be contributing to the school.
But that's, I mean, that must help so many different types of parents. The type of parent who's working full time, hardly gets to do the visit at the school date, but this taps them into a community without having to be there all the time. Or the parents who don't particularly want to be hanging around the school gate, but want to be involved on some level. So it really kind of caters to every different type of personality in the schoolyard.
That's right. It really broadens the opportunities, and it means that people can be connected with others and find out what's going on. Often, you know, PTAs are always asking for help, but they might say, ask the school office if you want to help, or email us at this address. And it's all very easy to do, but people don't actually go ahead and do it. And there are various reasons for that. And we've been talking to a lot of parents, talking to a lot of PTAs and finding out more about this. And part of it is, of course, people are very busy, whether they're working parents or not. People fill their time with things they have to be doing, want to be doing. And by making opportunities available in really small, chopped up ways and making it, taking away the barriers to volunteering, even the shyest or least confident person can dip their toe in the water just doing one small thing that they're comfortable doing. So it kind of allows them to just make a start, really.
So I remember, Tess, standing in the school playground and dreading it that someone would come up to me, because I was a full-time working mum, and ask me to do stuff. You know, I just suppose really I just wanted to give a cheque for, you know, X amount of pounds and be done with it. You know, so who is going to be running this? Who's going to take control of the database or whatever the programme is?
So the PTA committee have the biggest incentive, really, to get this up and running, because typically they are a minority of parents. So there's usually 5 to 10 people. And some lucky PTAs have up to 18 or 20, but that's very rare. But they usually have a group of regular helpers. Okay. They're the group of regular helpers who do help them out. But the problem is that they end up on an email list.
Yeah.
And that kind of closes things down quite a lot. They can get a reputation for being a bit of a clique. Even if they do keep asking for help, people feel like, oh, that would be breaking into some kind of closed group.
Mm.
And, you know, they really kind of suffer for that, because they do end up making a rod for their own back and ending up doing most of the work.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fantastic what they're doing and everybody benefits from it. But we don't want, you know, what I wanted, I mean, the reason why I came to this is, as a parent, I hadn't been very involved in my PTA. Similar reasons to you, you know, very busy schedule, lots of kids. I've got three kids. And although I wanted to help out, I was really worried about getting sucked in. And when I did try and tiptoe in, you know, the meetings went on forever and the email chains were so long.
Yep.
And then I started feeling like, oh, no, I've joined, you know, the martyrs who are going to do everything. And then you're suddenly on the other side of the fence and everyone's thinking, oh, you're PTA and I'm going to run the other way. And and I just thought, this isn't right. And I didn't want people to continue feeling guilty about not getting involved. What I thought is, what if it would be possible to make, you know, help people feel good about doing just a little?
Mm.
And the logistics of managing lots of helpers is quite hard. And that's why you end up with these small email lists of people you can trust and that kind of thing. Because it's just too much hassle to organise lots of people until now. So the idea is that it takes away the overheads, the admin overheads.
But you have described it so perfectly, Tess, like the guilt and the heads down. And I know I'm the PTA rep for my son's class. And I know when I've sent out something asking for help, I can see the eyes going to the floor. It's like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person that you're kind of like trying to avoid because you or feel guilty about or any of that kind of stuff, or feel that, you know, that they owe you anything. So this is such a clever way of depersonalizing that whole relationship or putting blame on anybody. It's a free for all. And it might actually, you know, make people think that volunteering could be fun. You know,
I mean, it's a way to allow people in. But at the same time, we don't want to lose the personal touch. And some people have been worried about that. They said it's just becoming mechanical. It's just a machine sending me a message. But it isn't. All the messages sent out by PTA Social are sent by a real person and they have a real relationship with you. And they're inviting new people to always help so you can always pick up something. But at the same time, it doesn't stop the offline social aspect of the PTA. If you enjoy getting together to plan a party, that shouldn't stop. It's not, you know, turning this into one big mechanical, you know, machine. So, yeah, it's supposed to be the best of both worlds. Allow more people in and keep the fun stuff happening, really.
So from what I'm hearing, Tess, you're saying it makes it quicker and slicker, less paper, which we're all keen to do. But still, the social element can be there if that group of people in that particular school would like to keep that going.
Yes, in fact, it's online and offline because these events, the fundraising events that are being planned, are all offline events. So it's all about making it happen in the real world and making a real difference.
Yeah.
But online, what it does is it puts a social network around the event planning. So you can have a conversation about any task. There's a message wall. You can all have a chat about it, but it's not going to be flooding people's inboxes because you can turn off any message that you don't want to hear more about. So it's really geared around the parents' needs.
So is it like an app on a phone?
It's a web app, which means it's written in HTML5 to be technical. It's responsive, which means you can look at it on any browser, whether it's on your phone or an iPad or a PC or a Mac, and you'll be able to see the same site and it just wraps around the elements on the page so that you can see everything and scroll down when you look on a smaller screen.
So do you get a ping on your phone if a message comes in about a certain
do is, rather than having everyone have to log in all the time, we use your email, your own usual email address, to contact you to let you know if there's a message.
Okay.
And when you click on a link in that message, it takes you into the app and allows you to just tick a checkbox to say you're going to volunteer for a certain thing, or RSVP to an event, say how many people you're bringing, or make a comment and join in the conversation. So it's making it more social.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do people pay, you know, for the event through this?
Not currently, but we're working on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Excellent. So say we've got listeners who are thinking, well, this is, you know, potentially something we'd like to try out for our school. What do they do? How do they do that?
So on ptasocial.com, you can sign up for a free trial. So we generally ask for the PTA committee or the head teacher to sign up for this rather than just any parent. And so they should have sufficient authority to do that. They can have a free trial that lasts for as long as you like, but it's only for 10 members. So it's just a chance for the PTA committee to have a play around with it, make sure it works, that it suits them and fits their needs, get to know it a bit before they, you know, so they can make a decision as to whether they want to go ahead with it. And at that stage, they can click an upgrade button and pay by PayPal and they're away. They can have as many members as they like.
But, I mean, I know PTAs are always kind of, the issue is always money and raising money. So it's not a huge amount. It's, I mean, it's quite, in my opinion, quite a paltry sum to get this going for a year.
It starts at £75 a year. Yeah. And it goes up to, for the biggest possible school, it goes up to £250 a year.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's great value myself because I know how much has gone into it and how much you can do with it and the results that people are getting in bringing forward new volunteers and boosting community spirit. But the other aspect is that it could be used as a potential money earner because you can, what we do is reach out to local businesses or have the PTAs reach out to their local businesses who like to sponsor schools and get them to sponsor them to use the app. We can provide a way for the messages that come out of the system to hold a sponsorship message from them, and that earns the PTA money.
Fantastic. And if you're talking about a school the size of, I don't know, Beaumont School or... or Sandringham, or even the consortium of the three. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of traffic. It's worth a sponsor, you know, taking the interest in it. And it's such a great cause, isn't it? The PTA.
I think a lot of businesses do get involved in kind of in offline sponsorship of banners and things at summer fairs or being put in the program. This is a much better way for local businesses to reach people because they're reaching them in an online medium, which means they're a click away from some e-commerce. So it's more valuable for them and measurable. You can see how many people have clicked it or looked at it. And for the schools, they can reach out to the same companies who are already sponsoring them and say, would you prefer to use this channel?
Mm. Fantastic. Listen, we've just a quick question. We've had a question in by email from Catherine, who is in Harpenden. And she says, can you use PTA Social from anywhere in the world?
Yes, you can.
Do you actually have customers anywhere?
We do actually. We have customers in New Zealand, and we have a couple in the States. So, and there's some weird and wonderful countries popping up with cities that I have never heard of. So, we're getting some attention from all over the world.
And I know, I think, whatever about how seriously our PTAs take things in England, I know in America it's a whole different situation. So I could imagine that going viral.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think there's so much potential as well. Once we've got our team growing at the moment, and there's so many features we'd like to put in. The most exciting part of it is that with all the data that we have in the system, we can help knowledge share with other PTAs about what's successful, what's most profitable, and give them ideas. So even things like event templates we're looking to provide. So, you know, it'll give you your inspiration and information.
That just sounds amazing,
doesn't
it? And for such a, you know, I sign up to a lot of educational sites. But, you know, £75 sounds really, really good value to me, I have
to say.
For
a year, for a whole
school. Yeah, for a whole year, and especially how you're talking about developing the product. So that sounds excellent, doesn't it, Lydia?
And you're a local mom.
Yes.
Right here in St. Dublin's. Okay, so just one question in from, on Twitter, from Crowd Tilt. It says, how does your school organise its PTA fundraising? I'm not sure if he means your PTA Social fundraising or fundraising in general, because that's a bit of a big question. What do you think? I think it's a bit too big.
Well, I mean, there's so many different types of events that happen. The big ones are Christmas fairs and summer fairs and that kind of thing. So for the big ones, the way that we've structured PTA Social is you can have an event that you set up and tasks that are at a top level, but then you can set up what's called activities under them, which really suit stalls well. You know, so if you're running a fair stall and a class is running it and you have, four or five rota slots you want to fill, you can separate that out into an activity which has its own bit of social networking around it, so you can have a chat about that one thing. And you can eat that. One of the benefits of PTA Social is that you can actually literally write a message on the wall and say that you want to send the email to the people involved in that thing, and it just goes to the right people. Mm. You don't have to faff about looking, well, you don't need their email addresses. It's just going to protect their privacy, but get to the right people very quickly, and they can have a conversation about it. So that's that's one of the typical things. There's a great big event like a summer fair. But there are lots of little fundraisers. I mean, you know, the stereotypical thing is the cake sale or bake sale, as it's called. They're pretty profitable. You know, people come in with yummy stuff. It's not good for the waistline, but it's a great money raiser.
It's such a leveller, isn't it? Like, I wouldn't bake because I wouldn't inflict anything I could bake
I'm
on anybody
terrible.
Else. But I love buying them, you know, so it's always a bit of give and take. Yeah. But they can raise, they can raise £400 or £500, which is
a
lovely
school,
chunk of money over, baked goods. You know, it's surprising. Now, I have another question from Gemma in Belfast, and she wants to know, can the school pay for it, or can individuals pay for it as well?
Anybody you like can pay for it. We've had schools pay for it. We've never had an individual pay for it, but PTAs either take it straight out of the funds, or they have an event and pay for it out of the funds for that. So they might have a cake sale in order to raise money for PTA Social and any other profits. But also, yeah, the school business managers have approached us and said, this is better than the solution we were thinking of, and we're going to go with it. So they bought it on behalf of the PTA because they know that it's great for the school, the benefit to the children, the whole community angle. Plus, it brings in money for the school to spend on facilities and equipment. So it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Now, if our listeners are thinking this sounds, you know, something we can use, but they just want a bit more convincing, Tess, can you have any stories of how it's worked? Anything, you know, that's just funny, or people have fed back to you, some of your existing customers?
Putting me under pressure to say something funny now.
Oh, okay. So, all right, not funny, but just something interesting.
Sure.
Or unique to your company.
Well, yeah, I mean, for instance, one of the local schools here, they launched it for the Christmas fair last year, and they had filled something like 73% of their rota slots within the first 10 days or so. Wow. So that was, they just thought, let's give it a go and see what happens. Mm. And they were really delighted with that. Mm. And it was also the first time they ever filled 100% of their rota slots.
Brilliant.
You know, with new volunteers coming in. So that's a success story right there.
Yeah.
And some schools, that obviously there's a lot of schools around the country that are just small village schools, and they're thinking, well, our school's really small, I don't think we need some big newfangled thing. But actually, another one of our customers that's really, really delighted with it is a small rural village school near Stratford. Mm-hmm. And they already had a Facebook page. So you might think, well, you know, if they've got Facebook, what else do they need? It's only small. But they just found it cut down the amount of time they had to spend organising things. It brought in new faces. Hand over to a new committee so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
So they did experience all of those benefits, and they felt it was worth the money. Yeah. So we've got those case studies up on our website.
Oh, excellent. I hadn't thought about that. That's true, Lydia, isn't it? Like the transition from one PTA group to the next. I can remember being involved in that and not being able to find the paperwork that I needed to hand over. But I guess all of this is stored in their system,
is it? It's all broken down into doable pieces of work.
Yeah.
And so it's structured. It helps you think it through and plan it through. But also, come along next year, the new committee, all they literally have to do is click a button that says copy event.
Right.
And their rotas are ready and published.
Yeah.
Takes about 5 seconds.
Yeah, and just nudge people, then they go in, volunteer for whatever bit they do. And the good thing about that is you're kind of, instead of being assigned something, you could potentially just pick something that you'd like to do or that
Absolutely.
Fits your skill set, you know, because like I said, I wouldn't bake to say for any money. But and so whoever is a baker can select themselves, or if you're more a tombola person, go in that direction.
That's right. And picking it yourself means that you feel more in control. But the other aspect is that the system does allow an email to be sent. It allows the PTA to contact the rest of the parents. Otherwise, they may be relying on the school office or having to photocopy 300 pieces of paper. And it's great for doing a nudge. So, you know, for instance, when I used it for my, I was a class rep for the Christmas fair the year before. And when I did it, I literally sent out three emails, you know, a couple of weeks apart saying, we still need some help. And then a few more came in and, last go guys, and the rotas got filled. And it was that easy. I didn't have to stand around with a clipboard.
No.
So it really just makes it less of a hassle and more about delegating and not doing it all yourself.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem with the PTA. It's just too much of a concentration of work amongst too few people, isn't it? Has it always been the same, Shirley? A few years ago when you were doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming to the end of my life of doing that now. My daughter's about to leave school, but certainly it was always loads of meeting, loads of paperwork, and either me being part of the ones that you had to badger people in the playground or... in fact, we didn't even have really emails on the go when I started doing it.
Yeah.
So it sounds just amazing.
Well, I mean, that's why only a minority of people do it, because it's hard work, but it's rewarding and it's fun, and there's so much you can get out of it, but it's off-putting to the majority of people.
Yeah.
So why not, you know, share it out a bit so that it's not so much hassle.
Yeah.
And if it's just a matter of delegating and making sure the rota's set up and then hitting a button to, yeah. to start getting the help in, and it does really, it's less time and less hassle, then it's much easier to hand it over the next year because it's not such a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm asking this question for those who don't know PTA Social because I use it and I know it is easy. Is it intuitive when you click into it? Is everything very clear? I mean, if you're a bit of a technophobe, if you don't use Facebook.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons that people have been, you know, slower to take it up is that they're thinking, well, it's going to be really technical. But actually, you know, I've got a lot of experience in user experience design. So I designed it myself, I made sure that's intuitive. And the other thing is that my team has been working on iterating the product based on feedback from the very early days. So we've been going with it with the pilot school since last academic year and been improving it all the way along. And I'm really open to feedback. I call up my customers every week, asking them what they think, taking on the feedback and taking it back to my development team. So, yes, that's what we've aimed to do, is make it really easy to use.
Fantastic.
And people who sign up as parents, it's just super simple. They just literally tick a box.
Brilliant. Tess, now, look, thank you so much for that. Now we just get to the kind of the most important bit. So if somebody's listening in and they want their PTA to get interested in this, how do they get the nuts and bolts? Where's the best place to go?
Okay, so the first thing they should do is tell the PTA committee or the school office to look at ptasocial.com, and that's where they can sign up for a free trial. Once they've tried it out, I'm happy to take phone calls. You know, they can contact me from the website or email hello@ptasocial.com. And there's a massive help desk online that they can look at for all their common questions. And it's just really that simple. Try it out for free first, and when you're happy, go for it.
And the trial is 60 days?
The trial, no, the trial is free forever. But once you upgrade, we're so confident you'll like it, we'll give you 60 days to change your mind and give you all your money back if you're not happy within 60 days.
Yeah.
You can't lose, can you?
Really, no. It's fantastic. Tess, fair dues to you for setting this up and for answering a need, you know, and just thinking outside the box and finding a solution for schools to raise more money for themselves and create better communities.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I think all your website and all your contacts are on our Facebook page, and they'll be up there very soon. Tess, thanks very much indeed for joining us on The Parent Show this evening.
Thank you, it's been
fun.
Thank
you, Tess.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neave's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit neavesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.